Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live. Veterans have helped protect and defend our country. To defend us, all have sacrificed some, but some have sacrificed all. The gratitude owed to veterans is immeasurable. They serve our country honorably, without question, and without asking for anything in return. Join Westchester Talk Radio as we honor our veterans with tales of heroism and sacrifice every second Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. live from Scarsdale Ford on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. Why We Stand, a very special program made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, MSM Designs, our hosts Scarsdale Ford, and Shark Creative. And you can always listen on demand at westchestertalkradio.com under the podcast page. You can also find more information about Why We Stand at scarsdaleford.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to This Is Why We Stand on Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from Scarsdale Ford. I am your host, Joe Arcino. We are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. It is always a pleasure to be here with you, and of course, always a big thank you to Scarsdale Ford for being the greatest host and allowing us to do the show from here. They are our great partners. And let's get right into things. Our first guest today, we are so lucky to always be able to bring in so many great people. We have Gail Goodson. Gail, thank you so much for being here with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
It really is. And, you know, last week we got so lucky. I was just talking to everyone. No, we had bright weather, beautiful weather. Unfortunately, today the weather didn't cooperate, but, you know, we're still inside and Ford makes this nice little setup possible for us. But we always love to get to know you a little bit. We want to definitely talk about the honor flight that's coming up because that's going to be very big. And, of course, Matt and Jim, who are Matt is our big technician guy. Jim is also a host. They're going to be there as well. But first, let's talk about your background a little bit. Talk to us a little bit about your service, and let's just get to know you a little bit.
Well, I enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1978. I served for 6 years. I was a combat photographer, and I was stationed in Camp Pendleton in Quantico, Virginia. After I was discharged, I kind of roamed around for a while. Really didn't have very much purpose. Finally found myself when I moved up here to Orange County. I finally found myself in the middle of the throes of volunteerism. So I'm pretty active in a couple of veteran organizations, and that's my story, basically.
That's fascinating. It's funny. I love that we always are able to get different people here who did different things in the military. We had some people who, in photography, this is the first time we've definitely ever gotten that. Have you continued doing anything in photography since then?
Well, I like to consider myself a weekend photographer.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't do it as much as I would like to.
Okay.
But I try to keep up with it as much as I can.
That's really cool. Talk to us a little bit what it was like, though. You know, what was it like being a photographer in the military for the Marines? You know, what was your role on a daily basis like?
Well, when I was stationed at Camp Pendleton, I was attached to an all-male battalion of Marines, a combat battalion. And I can tell you that it was an experience that I really would not wish on anyone else.
Wow. Difficult?
Difficult because I was a woman in a all-male dominated unit. And it kind of set goals for me. Things I had to do that my other Marines would be doing, it came harder for me, and it also came harder to me because I was a female, basically in a male's role. So, and the year was 1979, 1980.
Okay.
So, things were a little different then.
Yes.
The Marine Corps has evolved very much since then, and women serve in all kinds of combat roles now.
So. I think that's fascinating. You know, it's people like you who helped blaze that trail for the people in the conditions that we see today. So I do think that's really fascinating.
At that time, I didn't think I was blazing any trails. I just thought I was getting up in the morning and doing the job that was assigned to me.
I'm sure, you know, was it ever a little bit awkward at times, you know, taking, doing your role and facing some of the challenges that you did?
It was very awkward, but I was a Marine. I did my job, and I was taught to push through the obstacles that faced me. So I was very happy afterwards. In retrospect, now I can see that all those things that I learned have really, really helped me, you know, now. So
that is phenomenal. Do you have family members who had served prior to you?
Well, I have my father, my grandfather, and my father's six brothers all served.
Wow.
And
long line of service.
Yes, and one of my uncles, my father's brothers, he was the only Marine in the gang.
Okay.
So I'd like to say that he inspired me to join the Marines. However, it was actually my eighth grade teacher who inspired
me.
Yes, yes.
And tell us about that. How did he inspire you?
Well, her name was...
I'm sorry. How did she inspire you?
Her name was Sister Gabriella at St. Peter's School in Connecticut. And I was given an sort of a term paper assignment to do. To write a report on non-traditional jobs for our sex, which at that time, you know, was like really, 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 she was very progressive. So what I chose to do was women in the service. That was my term paper for, an eighth grade report. And the one recruiter who took the time to actually talk to me and to really spend time with this eighth grader was the Marine Corps recruiter. And all through high school, everything I wrote on that report stayed with me, obviously, because when I graduated and, a year later after I graduated, I realized that I think the Marine Corps is something that I want to do. So that was why I enlisted.
That is a great story. That really is.
It's pretty cool, right?
Like eighth grade, like you said, That's really a cool story.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the organizations you mentioned. Some of the what are some of the ones that you're involved in now to help veterans?
Well, I'm involved in the New York 6th chapter of the Women Marines Association. It's the Corporal Ramona Valdez chapter. That's one of the things I'm in. The other thing is Hudson Valley Honor Flight.
And that we definitely would like to talk about because that is coming up next Saturday.
Yes, it's coming up next Saturday out of Westchester Airport. It is our 20th flight.
Wow, 20th flight.
Yes, and with this flight, it'll be over 1,500 veterans that we have taken to Washington,
That is incredible.
D.C. Yeah, it's what started off as a conversation around the table, you know, turned into to this phenomenon in the Hudson Valley.
You will be taking them down to Washington, D.C.?
Yes. We leave out of Westchester Airport, like I said, and we also have flights out of Stewart Airport.
We alternate.
But this one coming up is out of Westchester. We fly down to Washington. They tour the World War II Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, Vietnam Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, and then go and see a changing of the guard at Arlington.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's sacred, all sacred places.
All sacred places, all places that stir up a lot of memories for them, and all places that really, really give us the opportunity to pay it back to them.
Yes. So, have you visited those places before, or will you go down with them to Washington?
Yes. I'm not going on the flight to Westchester, but I was just on the flight from Westchester. I was just on the flight that left from Stewart last month, and that was my 9th flight, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's kind of like, you know, it's a bug that bites you, and you just can't seem to let go of it.
You know, the thing I love, and we always talk about this here, is, you know, it seems like whenever we have our guests come in, you know, we always have veterans who assemble, and even if they had it, don't know each other, it just seems like just interacting with each other for a couple seconds, sharing stories, it's like they've known each other their whole lives. And for us, that's something we really get a great joy out of, is bringing these people together and just seeing them interact. You know, they share stories with each other. They get to know each other. Maybe they know someone who can help the other one out. And to us, you know, that's just, it's so important to do.
Yeah. You know, speaking on that, I received a thank you card from one of the veterans that was on the flight. Very unexpected. And for the smallest thing that I guess I did, I didn't even realize it, but he spoke about how he enjoyed the few minutes we spent together talking about our uniforms. He was a Marine, and he had on his cover from when he served, and I mentioned to him that, you know, that was a goal when I was try and get my hands on a cover like that. And he's, you know, we just started a conversation about our uniforms, and he wrote this thank you to me. I was so touched by it. I didn't realize that 5 minutes of my time would mean that much to someone. So
that, you know, you really epitomized that story there. You know, what we like to do here too is, you know, giving people the ability to share their great stories, like the one you did. I think that is an incredible, you know, in eighth grade, that kind of gave you the inspiration, and now you use that experience, and it's helped you get to where you are today. I think it's just fascinating, and those are the stories people want to hear, you know, the stories of the people who've truly served this country, and we thank you so much for serving our country, for sharing your story with us today.
Well, I have to thank you for all the support that you're giving to me and to all the veterans that you have coming in here to speak with you, because we do have stories, and We do like to tell them.
So. Hey, look, you all like to say, we always like to hear that. We're always here, and I definitely would love to have you come back after the honor flight. We'd love to hear you come back and tell us how it all went. Would you want to?
I would love to. On this honor flight, the one that's going on the 19th, my uncle is going to be what is called a Hudson Valley Hero. He was scheduled to be on a flight, and unfortunately, he passed away before
we're very sorry.
On that flight. But he will be honored, and he will be going there in spirit on that flight.
So his spirit will absolutely be there. No. Now, I do want to ask one more question. You know, this is World War II veterans will be there, Korean War veterans, Vietnam, all eras of service are going to be part of the flight?
Yes. Well, Hudson Valley Honor Trite, our mission is to serve World War II veterans. But as you know, World War II veterans are becoming few and
we're
far
losing
between.
We're losing our greatest generation.
Losing and losing them daily. So we've opened the doors to Korean War veterans now. And some Vietnam veterans, we take applications for them. And there's a long waiting list, but our goal is to get rid of that waiting list and get as many of them to D.C. as we can.
Yes, we do hope so. And, you know, our audience has been lucky. We've been able to hear a story from Armando Chicalela, who was a Pearl Harbor survivor. So we've had some great stories from World War II, from Korean War as well, in Vietnam. So it's really nice to hear that. But Gail, I can't thank you enough for coming on and spending some time with us today, sharing everything that you have. I can't wait to have you back on with us.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to be
here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone, Joe Archino here with This Is Why We Stand. We are here from Scarsdale Ford. Bear with us, and we will be right back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Scarsdale Ford. I am Joe Arcino here with This Is Why We Stand. We are produced by Shar Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. I am very excited to welcome back Allison Goldman, who was with us last time, and we had a really nice chat. Under a little bit different circumstances, though. This time, we're back nice inside in Scarsdale Ford. Weather, not the same as last time, Allie, unfortunately. But it's nice to have you. Thank you for coming back, of course. We were really excited to have you back. We reached out to Isaac, too, and we were hoping he was going to come back. Unfortunately, he had a death in the family, so we're sending him our condolences. And he will be back with us, but he is in our thoughts right now, and we're sending him our all of the best. But we're going to have him back on with us for sure.
That would be wonderful.
Just to catch people up, because we've gained some new people since the last time you were on here, you are with the U.S. Tennis Association. Yes. You helped put together a wonderful event for with Isaac and other veterans, introducing them and some Wounded Warriors to the game that you've played your whole life, basically. So just catch people up a little bit. Tell them about the event, how it came together, and how it went.
Sure. It went absolutely amazing. We had Local News 12 that came by. That was on March 23rd, and it was wonderful. Basically, a lot of the veterans from Montrose and the local area came to the event. We had, like I told you last time, people staying after the tennis to play, after the designated time, and they were just loved it so much. So we're actually in the process of planning our next one, which we're hoping to be possibly June 4th.
Okay.
It may get pushed back depending on paperwork and things needed. We're either going to have it at Greenberg, the open park there in Parks and Rec, or back at Yonkers Tennis Center. It depends. As you can see, today it's raining, so there's no way to play tennis outside
today.
But
like we said, you know, you can't always play inside.
Exactly.
Tennis is one of those great sports where you have the ability, and that's what we all know now since talking to you last time.
Of course, you have the ability to play inside, but Greenberg is outside.
Okay.
So we just kind of have to think about, you know, we play Greenberg, if it rains, we can't have it. If it's at Yonkers, we can have it. So there's some things we're ironing out. We're hoping to get back local veterans, not just even local ones from Westchester, but Bronx, Manhattan.
From all over,
Long Island. Anybody that wants to drive, that wants to come, we want to welcome you. We don't care where you live. It's just that we're emailing and, you know, getting out the word and flyers to all the social workers of the VA, all over the place. So we're hoping to have a nice event coming up again. The goal is to have this every month and hopefully every week.
Oh, wow.
That's really the goal.
Tremendous.
That is really the goal right now. I don't know if you had spoken to Isaac. I didn't realize that he had actually a death in the family, and I feel awful for him, and I will definitely speak with him. He was in San Diego this week.
He did mention, you know, originally he was all set to come on, and he mentioned to me that he was over in San Diego.
Yes, he was. The San Diego tennis community had what they have their national camp every year for veterans, and apparently it went amazing. I believe that it's ending today.
Okay.
And they had a whole week, this entire week, and it was the pictures that I saw were just absolutely fantastic, and the whole write-up about it. So it should be under USTA Southern California's Facebook page about their veterans program. And I was, you know, sad I couldn't actually go, but I have, you know, work duties here. But it's supposed to be one of the best in the country, and we want to emulate that here in Yonkers.
Well, that's the thing is, you might not be able to be out there, but you're building what they have out here. Yeah,
that's what we want. We want to exactly emulate that. Obviously, we don't have the sunshine and the amount of courts San Diego has, but we're doing the best that we can in Yonkers and getting from what we had last time. We had, you know, 35 plus veterans and guests. We're trying to get the same amount for next time, and hopefully even growing. We want to have as many veterans as possible to come to the courts to pick up tennis, but not just to play that day and stop. We want them to just keep coming. So they're invited back every month, hopefully every week, if this happens every week. And they're invited back to play, hopefully telling their friends. Last time we had from Montrose, they brought a whole van of people. Wow. And they brought, like, you know, close to 20 people in their van together, which is great. They're on this, you know, little road trip together, coming from like an hour away, coming to play tennis, going back, hopefully talking on that ride home about how much fun they had. So we're planning on doing these very often. And just I wanted the local area to keep a lookout for flyers, for any social media posts about these upcoming events. And again, we are in talks with all the local VAs and Veterans Affairs Associations throughout Westchester, Bronx, Long Island, and the entire area for people to come. Again, if you can drive, we want you to come to this event. So potentially June 4th at Greenberg, but we're still ironing that out.
Well, you definitely keep in touch with me, because we'll definitely spread the word and do whatever we can too.
Sure.
But I really like what you said. You know, it's you want people to come to the event, but you want it tennis to become
part of their life.
Yep. And I think for people who haven't heard about Isaac before, and you hear us keep mentioning him, Isaac Cortez, a tri-veteran, incredible man.
Yes.
We had him on. We were introduced to him a couple months ago. He came on our show and talked about how tennis helped him heal from some of the wounds that he had endured. And he talked about how he had never played tennis before and how now it's such an important part of his life.
Yes.
And I think, like you mentioned before, there were veterans at the event who stayed after and kept playing, and it's very therapeutic. Even you mentioned yourself some of the tough times you went through, and how you were worried you were never going to be able to play the game you've loved your whole life again, and now you are, thankfully, and everything's okay. But I think that's the powerful thing. And even me, before, I never really thought of tennis in that light. But after talking to Isaac, after talking to you, it's really opened my eyes. And I hope it does for other people, too.
I hope so, too, because people don't realize it's not just a physical sport. It's a completely emotional sport as well. You have to strategize. You have to think. And, again, you're on there. You're out there all alone most of the time. You're not allowed to have coaching on the court. So that really makes it different from other sports, is that you're kind of out there all by yourself, and you're thinking, how am I going to get out of this? How am I going to play better? Am I losing? What do I have to do to win? You're thinking about it all on your own, strategizing. There's nothing better for your brain than that. And in also you get, you know, cardio, you get your, you know, mental health wellness, your physical wellness. It brings down your blood pressure. Everybody enjoys
all good
it.
Things.
All good things. And you know what? Like I said last time, you can play until you're 95, 100 years old. This is a sport of a lifetime. Everybody can play no matter what their experience. We have, again, the red ball, the orange, the green, and the yellow ball, which are all the different stages that we put the kids through. It's called, you know, 10 and under tennis, or now Net Generation from USTA. But again, anybody that has strokes or any, like, you know, traumatic brain injury or any type of injuries, they could start at the mini little court. And if they don't make it to the yellow size court, to the standard size court, that's okay. We want people to know that the goal is not necessarily getting to the big court, the actual standard size 78 court. But if you can just play on the red court, on the little court, on the 36 foot court, and play and have fun, you've achieved a goal.
Yeah.
It's all about fun. It's all about what you can do. And it's very personal. And the point is, you're out there and you're playing. And we want these people to play more and more and more. And you see from Isaac the glow that he has from tennis and how it's changed his life. And for me, how it's helped me with my recoveries in my illness that I had. So all I want to do is help these veterans. I want to make sure they have a better life, a more, you know, peaceful life, healthy life, and I will do anything I can to help them.
Well, we really appreciate everything you're doing. You're
Thank
doing
you.
Such important work.
Thank you.
I do want to go back to a point you said, because thinking about it now, I do think it's really important. You know, you mentioned there's no coaching in tennis.
No.
You are out there making all the decisions, thinking. And I do think that has an incredible confidence-building thing.
Yes.
Because you have to learn to trust yourself again. And I think sometimes we go through points in life where we do maybe lose our trust in ourselves. It happens to all
How
of us.
How do you get back?
How do you get it back, though? And I think, like you mentioned, tennis, what a great way to do so.
It's a great way
you
to
learn to trust
you.
Yourself again. Wow.
Yes. And also, if you're playing doubles, you can always talk to your doubles partner.
Yes.
But that's okay. But if you're playing singles, you absolutely have no coaching. And, you know, until after the match is over. And sometimes, you know, it depends if you're playing college, you may have some coaching. But in most cases, tennis doesn't. It teaches you to use your brain. If you're not doing well at something, what are you going to do to change it, to make it better? And that's a life thing as well. If something is not going well in life, what are you going to do to change it and make it better? And that's what you're doing on the tennis court. That's what you're doing in life. And it's just a great life lesson for everyone.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do want to, you know, it's awesome. You guys started, you did this first event. It went really well.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're planning a second one, and there's a lot of momentum for it.
Yes.
When you were going through the planning stage for the first one, Did you think, you know, how big this was going to get and how impactful it was really going to be?
We knew it was going to be because we have an amazing team that we work with. So we knew it was going to be anything less than amazing. But you don't know the full scale until it actually comes. So we were there and the news came in the local news 12 and just the Whole Foods, you know, being able to donate their food for us. iFly, you know, Costco, places that offered us, Stu Leonard's, places that offered us raffle tickets. The smiles on their faces was really what showed us what they wanted. They were smiling the entire time from when they walked in until they left. And that, to me, proves that they had the most amazing time. When they're saying to me, when is the next one? We can't wait. That proves to me how big it was. The entire place was wonderful. The staff we work with was nothing short of amazing, like I said. But the best part of it was seeing those veterans on the court, really learning something new. Most of them had never picked up a racket before, ever. And they came off saying, you know, we love this, we want more.
That's just so powerful.
Yeah.
If there's someone listening who has an idea, they have a veteran who maybe they want to get in touch with, they have ideas, they want to help, is there somewhere you would recommend them to go to reach out to you guys or to donate whatever they can?
Sure. Yonkers Tennis is definitely a big involvement here. And Luis Chirinos from Yonkers Tennis, Joe Curto, who's the president of Yonkers Tennis, they're good people to reach out to as well. And that's who I'm working with now. So if they have any inquiries, they can go to Luis Chirinos.
Okay.
From Yonkers Tennis, or, you know, I'm Allison Goldman.
I do know they have a website, too, and I'm sure
Yonkers
that you can
tennis.
Find that very easily online and find all those people, too.
Yes, we're gonna put it on social media. We're going to make sure it's out there again. It may be at Greenberg. We don't know. You know, that's just being decided, but they can reach out to Luis Chirinos at Yonkers Tennis because he's my partner in this, and we're doing this together. And if they, you know, Yonkers Tennis is online, you can find his information, and he'll be more than happy. He's actually in San Diego right now.
Soaking up the sunshine.
Isn't it amazing? He's there for this military event, for the tennis event, and it's just wonderful that we sent him there.
That's awesome.
So he's taking back some ideas that they have there, trying to replicate that with me. So he's been a great partner.
Absolutely. You guys are doing such great stuff, and
we can't
thank you enough for coming on again and talking about it.
And I will be back.
Yeah, like we always say, last time I said, I hope you could be back.
I will.
And you are back, and you will absolutely be back in.
You got it.
Thank you for coming on and promoting
it,
though. Let us know when you have more details about it, and we'll definitely help you spread the word. But, Allie, it's always a pleasure to have you on here with us. You are a total pro. You could take my job. You're so good on the air. But it always is really fun. Everyone, Allison Goldman, she's got big things coming up. I'm Joe Arcino. We're
Thank
here
you,
at
Joe.
Scarsdale Ford. We will be back soon, so don't go anywhere.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to This Is Why We Stand on Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from Scarsdale Ford. I'm Joe Arcino. We are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Energy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Faceless Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. We are now joined by Rebecca Matthews, who has been on the show before and is the official photographer of the This Is Why We Stand website. She goes with me wherever we're visiting important places. And we thought a cool thing we could do, since summer's coming up, we don't have nice weather today, unfortunately, Rebecca, but the weather is getting better. We wanted to come up with a little bit of a military reading list for the listeners, because that is a question we get often. Book recommendations. We've had a guest on before who did write a book, so we thought it'd be a cool time with summer approaching. So, Rebecca, first of all, thank you for coming on again.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we get into the list, I do want to say you will be graduating next Saturday. So a very big congratulations to you for that. Where are you moving on to after?
I'm actually going to be going to Montclair State University in the fall, and I'm going to be getting a degree in clinical forensic psychology.
Much smarter than my pay grade level, but pretty soon we're going to have to attach a doctor to your name, I'm sure.
At some point, yeah.
At some point, we definitely will. Okay, so let's get into it. You and I, we were talking before this. When we're looking at books like this for people, I think it's always good. You don't want to scare people off with a 10,000-page textbook, right? So we like it. We try to keep it manageable. We try to keep it within, I think, what was the longest, around 400 pages?
I think anything under 400 is a pretty good summer read.
Yes, I agree. And one of the things we did talk about, you know, is it's really a skill when you can write and condense that much information into as little pages as possible. When you're able to give somebody, you know, a nice size book, I think that makes your eyes get a little bit brighter. You know, this is manageable. I can read this. That's the way I think about it.
I mean, yeah, you don't want to be bogged down by a whole lot of, what did you call it earlier, fluff?
Fluff. There's a lot of written articles on This Is Why We Stand, and one of the things we always try to do is remove the fluff.
No fluff.
You get to the important points, right? No fluff. All right, so the first book we have here, Rebecca, what do we have?
We have 1776 by David McCullough.
McCullough, absolutely. I love this one, 1776 by David McCullough. Very manageable read, about 400 words, and I think that's including the bibliography, so probably a little bit shorter than that, but absolutely phenomenal. It really, again, the title gives it away. It's about the year 1776, but it follows George Washington and the Continental Army, and this is really a year in American history that was one of the most difficult. This was a year where that, I mean, when I read it, I don't know how George Washington kept the army together. They experienced defeat after defeat, setback after setback, and they never gave up. And it was all because of George Washington's leadership. You talk about the famous crossing the Delaware on Christmas night. That's talked about at very full length in this book. And it's nice because this, if you're going to pick a year in the Revolution to focus on, this is the year to do it. Absolutely phenomenal. And you and I talk about George Washington all the time, his impact. I really like this book, and I think 1776 is a great summer read. Rebecca, what do we have at number two?
At number two, we have To Hell and Back by Audie Murphy.
And I think this is another really good one, a very, very nice size reading book. It was 274 pages, so not too bad. It is the memoirs of Audie Murphy, and when he returned from the Second World War, he was the most decorated soldier to fight in that war for the United States. Recipient of the Medal of Honor, you name it. His memoirs were translated into a film, To Hell and Back, which Audie Murphy played himself. So the book really, to me, one of the reasons it's so good is you think about sometimes in war, you don't think about how much downtime there is. And to me, when I read this book, the interaction is so much of it is his conversations with the other guys that he was fighting with, his friends. Unfortunately, he lost so many of his friends during the war. But you really see the connection you build with other people. The coolest thing, though, is whenever I read it, I always think of Audie Murphy and how he played himself in the film. I've shown you clips of it. I mean, how cool do you think that is, that he played himself in the film?
I think that's amazing, like, to be able to, one, write this incredible book, and then to act as yourself. That's, like, a whole new level.
It is, and, you know, when he came back, people looked at him and thought, you know, this guy's got the look of an actor. And he starred in over 40 films, but To Hell and Back is the one that he's very well known for. I think it's phenomenal. I think very well selected if you wanted to read it. Especially and we try to pick this list, some popular ones. World War II is a very popular reading topic. The Revolutionary War is a very popular one. And the third book is an American Civil War book. Rebecca, what do we have?
We have The Killer Angels by Michael Shera.
Michael Shera, absolutely. And you've done very well on those pronunciations. Even I get these authors' titles wrong sometimes. But this is probably considered one of the greatest historical novels of all time. It's a recreation of the Battle of Gettysburg. For people who have seen the movie Gettysburg, the book was really what it was based off of. But, you know, historical narratives sometimes, historical novels are always interesting because they give the author flexibility, but it's also difficult because you have to be true. Even though it is a novel, you have to be authentic to the characters, authentic to the period and everything. So while it does give you a little bit of flexibility where you're not, you know, making sure every fact is 100% iron proof, you have to be very true to everything still. And this one is absolutely very good. It's funny, Rebecca, I heard one person who ran a bookstore, and he told someone who bought the book, if you don't like it, I will buy it back from you. So if that's the guarantee you're giving people, you know it's got to be good.
That is a pretty good guarantee. And knowing you, anything with Gettysburg is like high up on your list.
Yeah, I think for people who follow This Is Why We Stand or any of my work on that, you know Gettysburg is a period that we talk about a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But it really is an all-time classic. I think these three, again, 1776 by David McCullough, To Hell and Back by Audie Murphy, and then The Killer Angels by Michael Schara, three excellent books that you could start your summer with. And again, they all have military history tied to them. But you don't just have to read military history, Rebecca. You're a big reader. I'm a big reader. And that's why we thought we would come up with this. And I don't know, there's just something when the weather is nice out there. You want to be out there with a nice book.
That is correct. Like sitting outside, enjoying the sunshine.
There's nothing better than that. There really isn't. But I do think, you know, we will continue to iron this out. And I thought before time, let's do 10 books. Then I said, wait a second. We don't want to overwhelm people with too many. Let's do 3 for now. I think 3 is a solid list to start with.
Yeah, 3 is definitely manageable. You could read like, that would take what, like 4 weeks maybe to read them all?
Absolutely. And one of the reasons I didn't even notice this, you pointed this out to me, all these books are very well reasonably priced right now. I think each one was
They were all under like $10 on Amazon, so go get them from Amazon.
Yes. I do want to talk to you though, because you are a big reader, I'm a big reader. I always think, you know, sometimes would you rather have the physical copy of the book on the beach, or do you like to have the Kindle or your iPad? What are the reasons? There's traditionalists who always think you got to have the physical copy with you, but then there's also the advantages to having it on an electronic device.
I mean, I feel like these books, it's very good to have the physical copy because they're all relatively short, but if you have like a 1,000-page book, I don't really want to be carrying that around. So I would say definitely go with the Kindle version on that one.
Very well said. You don't want to be lugging a 1,000-page textbook around the beach. It's just not fun. You want a manageable one. But you know, I think for a lot of people, books like this are perfect because the art in them is very nice, and you get some advantages from looking at the art in a book from actually holding it than you would on an electronic screen. But it's also nice because if you do have the electronic one, if there's a key passage or something, you know, sometimes it's a little bit annoying when you put the book down, you have to write out a page or something. But on the electronic version, there are so many things you could highlight the page, bookmark it. So you know, there's a balance, but I'm a physical person. Are you a physical person too?
I would say so.
Yes. Yes. You got to go physical sometimes. But that is the first list that we will have. We'll have more as the weather keeps getting nicer. I did try to get Ronnie and Brass on this show. You were actually here during this when he came on. He wrote a wonderful book with his sons about Vietnam memorials throughout the country. Of course, he's a Vietnam War veteran, but he went around the country exploring memorials, and this book is really a culmination of all that. There's wonderful photos, some of the biggest, best memorials in the country. We're going to try to get him on again to promote his book a little bit more, because in the summer, you know, sometimes you just want to look at the really nice pictures, too. You don't always have to just read the text, so we're excited to have him back on here. But, Rebecca, thank you for coming on, putting the list together with us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, and good luck at graduation. Thank you for being with us and taking all those awesome photos we always see on thisiswhywestand.net. There wouldn't be those if it wasn't for you and all your hard work. But that is going to do it for the segment, everyone. I'm Joe Archino here with Scarsdale Ford. You're listening to This Is Why We Stand, and we will be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just
a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to This Is Why We Stand on Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from Scarsdale Ford. I am Joe Arcino, and we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. Our last guest today is Daniela Natale. You've been such a big part of helping us put together everything This Is Why We Stand. So thank you for coming on and talking with us a little bit
anytime today.
So I know you're a little nervous about being on the air, don't worry.
Oh,
we're just having a conversation. No reason to be nervous. We're just going to get talk a little bit, though, about how long have you been with Westchester Talk Radio now?
This has been, I think, going over a month.
Okay, so you've been there about
I think it'll be about a month because my first event was This Is Why We Stand
a month ago.
So.
That's pretty cool. And now look at you. Now you're on the air.
Last time
we told you were going to have to come on.
Yeah.
Now you're finally on. But I do, you know. You know what the show is about, talking to veterans, helping promote veterans' issues, helping promote veteran businesses, you name it, doing whatever we can to help veterans. That's something that's been very important to you as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I think that's pretty cool that that's been your first show, and then you continue on with us. You are dressed very well. Talk to us about the shirt you have and the event that that it was for.
Well, there was a soldier in my town who was hurt in Afghanistan this year. So my town kind of rallies to sell these T-shirts to send the money towards his hospital bills.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things that we do and why it's so important. You know, when everyone comes together and does and offers whatever they can, offers whatever skills, whatever means they have, you don't have to have $1 million in the bank.
Right.
We can all do something to come together and help those who serve. A little bit goes a long way. Absolutely well said. You know, we've heard today Allison Goldman, who used her tennis skills.
Mm-hmm.
We all just have something we can do, and
absolutely.
I think that's pretty cool. But you talked before. You have family members who've served in the military, too, don't you?
I do. My baby brother.
Wow.
Little brother.
Where's he go to school?
He right now is taking classes at Westchester Community College because he's obviously still an active member in the military, which he's over at Camp Smith right now.
Okay.
So, which is great for me and my family is that he's home.
Yes.
You know, unlike my best friend who is stationed down in Texas.
Yeah.
So we
I'm
see
sure
him
that can't be
once
easy.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not. Yeah. Not at all. But, you know, you get through it.
You do.
You get through it.
And I think that's one of the tough things is why it's so important sometimes. We always need to remember, you know, people who serve, especially when you're deployed overseas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not easy not seeing your family.
Yeah.
And it's you think about history, how many soldiers have gone through that. And even being at war and not being able to see your family. I mean, it's they go through a lot of hard things.
You miss holidays. You miss big events, you know. And when you're gone, you know, you do miss all those things, which is why when, like, my best friend is overseas, I put a lot into making care packages for him and for his guys. You know, his first tour was in Afghanistan once we graduated high school. You know, went to basic training and then he was gone.
Wow.
And I made a huge Christmas care package for his entire platoon where each guy got a little stocking.
That's really cool.
You know, they each got a little gift and like a candy bag and, you know, there was a little tree in there and, you know, spray some perfume so you kind of get a scent of home. Like, you know, it's the little things that go such a long way for them. And you'd be surprised. Like, I would get letters from some of these guys thanking me. And, you know, my best friend's sister, she does so much.
Wow.
You know,
because
she's a pastry chef. She graduated from the Culinary Institute. And she makes all these goods for them. Like, she'll vacuum seal them and send them over to Korea, Afghanistan, wherever these guys are. And they're like, you know, something fresh.
That's good stuff. Yeah, you're not getting just like a bag of M&Ms. You're getting premium
quality
stuff.
They're done with like the bags of beef jerky. Now they're going to the bigger and better things.
And that's the cool thing. I know, especially like at Iona College, where I went to school, and I still do. They have some really cool events like that too, where they'll have students who put a care package together, and then those get sent out.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you know, get a package like that, you know, that brightens up your day.
Absolutely.
You know, getting all those nice little treats and stuff. That is awesome. Where do you go to school, though? Tell us.
I go to Mercy College.
Okay. Mercy. Local, too?
Local. Right in Dobbs Ferry. About a 40-minute drive from me, so it's
nice.
Not bad.
Nice. And that's the cool thing is that a lot of stuff we do here is local. I know Mercy has done has some great programs, too, to help people who've served and who are currently serving, too. What do you want to do, though, Daniela?
I'm still figuring it out. I'm not gonna lie. I currently work in a middle school.
Okay.
You know, so I still go towards that path of maybe I want to be a teacher one day. But you know, I'm graduating with a communications degree, so that's why I'm kind of getting my feet in the water and just like dabbling around.
Well, those are
really
two very good things to combine. I mean, a lot of teachers can't communicate well.
Right.
So if you did go that route and you had a communications experience,
right,
you're ahead of the game. And I think we all know we need as many good teachers in this country as we can get.
Absolutely.
Especially to teach history correctly and things like that. So that wouldn't be a bad route to go. But this is really cool what you're doing here with us, too, with This Is Why We Stand and everything. You know, it's what would you say, you know, being down here two shows, what do you think has really stuck out to you about some of the stories you've heard and some of the things that you've experienced?
You know, honestly, I can't even just think of just one, just meeting these people and, you know, meeting Allie, who really, you know, puts her
passion. It flows.
Yeah.
It radiates.
And then just meeting, like, the veteran that we met today and, like, being in the room with them and being able to shake her hand and thank her for her service and, you know, thank you for your support. Like, that, it's moments like that that really stick with you. Because I know when I'm walking around with my brother or I'm walking around with my best friend, Kevin, and people are shaking his hand, thanking for his service and how much that means to him, that I know just by the shake of a hand how much it changes. I know when I'm walking around the airport and I see these guys on flights or just, you know, traveling through, constantly shaking their hand, thanking them for what they do. Ultimate sacrifice.
I think you said that so well. And, you know, even we talked to Gail Goodson today, who is our Marine veteran, and she told some great stories, too. And, you know, she said it best. You know, we have stories to tell, and we like to tell them.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely
why we're here.
Yeah.
That is why we want to do what we do.
Right. My grandfather's in Vietnam, and you can sit down with him and talk to him anytime, and he'll just go on
just
for hours. I mean, he's an Italian man, so he's like, I get on his.
He talks
he
anyway.
Stop talking,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's a good thing about me is, you know, I've got the Italian background too. So you talk about anything.
Yeah,
you just,
exactly.
It just
you know,
flows.
Once you start, you just can't stop.
You just keep going.
I think it's just in our Italian blood.
Yeah.
Just never stop talking.
There's no question. You just wing it as you go. But that is really cool. And you know, I think one of the cool things too is not cool, but some people, it's very difficult to share things with, especially when they've gone through trauma or experienced difficult things. And we've heard some incredibly just unforgettable, almost moments that make you tear a little bit. We had a Pearl Harbor survivor who was here. And when he was telling the story, you lived through it with him, through his words. And you know, he couldn't stop the tears, but I'm sure, and he lives through those moments every day. And it's got to be so difficult to share. But I think for us and for people who to really gain an understanding of why we should never take anything we have for granted.
Absolutely.
It's important to hear those stories and to have him. That to me, that was one of the most memorable experiences of my life to hear that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Unforgettable. But thank you again for coming on. I mean,
just
such good stuff. We have a lot more good things coming up, and we've got some more events coming this month. We've got the Honor Flight next weekend, which is coming up. We've got another event later in May, and it's just awesome, you know, to get more people coming together. And one of the things, I didn't really see it last time, but one of the things I always talk about is, the coolest thing is over here, when you look out in the Scarsdale Ford showroom, the veterans usually get together, they pull up chairs, they talk with each other, they grab a cup of coffee. And a lot of them had never known each other before coming in this, but then when they start talking, even if it's for 2 minutes,
you
it's like they've known each other their whole lives.
It's a brotherhood.
It is.
A brotherhood. And that's my brother would be the first one to say that, is that when he enlisted and he met these guys, even the guys in basic training who he no longer sees, you know, they all gone their own ways. You really become a family. You know, it's you and your men and women, and that's really what you have. And even you meet any of these veterans that meet each other, they always have conversations, and they pick up as if they've known each other their entire lives.
Absolutely. And you know, the funny thing is, there's always friendly rivalries between all the branches,
of course.
But you know, one time we had like three Navy veterans, we had a Marine Corps veteran, we had an Army guys, and all all of them were just over there sharing stories, teasing with each other. That's to me why this is so rewarding.
Yeah.
Because you get to see those people interacting together. They get to share their stories, which is really important to them. And I think people at home who are listening get to learn, what can I do to give back? How can I use my skills to help a veteran or something like that? And it is very rewarding. And, of course, Jim and Matt, they're always the unsung heroes, the guys behind the lines.
Yep.
Jim's always putting it up on Facebook. Matt makes the whole thing work. I don't know how this technology thing gets put together, but he certainly does.
I'm really trying to learn it, but I just...
It's not easy.
I give a hand where I can.
But it is a nice setup. And
learning a little bit.
That's the greatest thing about it is you learn more every day. Right. That's one of the things Allie was talking about with the tennis part of it. You know, a lot of the veterans that she's worked with getting to come to tennis events, they'd never picked up a racket before. Mm-hmm. But once they do, they can't put it down. Yeah. She was saying some of the veterans stayed after the event and kept playing.
That's great.
And I think that just shows, you know, sometimes you give something a try that you hadn't thought about before. You find something you never knew about.
Yeah, and I love that there are outlets like that, you know, for them to go to. I remember when I first graduated high school, I was originally going to college for speech pathology because I wanted to graduate in communication disorders and I wanted to work with veterans, you know. And then, you know, life happened, so changed my major a bunch of times. But, you know, I love that they have things that they can do. I'm trying to get my brother to come on this show hopefully next month when he's not in training.
Cool.
Because, you know, it'd be better to talk to him as well, too, because he's the front guy right there.
Yes. we would love to have him on.
You have the family, but talking straight to him I think he'd like that a lot.
Oh, yeah. And I think that'd be really cool, too. And like you said, you know, you wanted to originally do speech pathology so you could help veterans. But now you are, in a way, still doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're helping put this together. But I do think that'd be really cool. And I love how veterans sometimes, too, are able to come together and promote their businesses.
Yeah.
We had one Iraq veteran who came, is part of a gym, and he was able to come on and talk about his business. And, you know, that's a cool thing, too, is this platform gives you that ability to do that. You could, we always say, you know, you talk about whatever you want. We're just here to give you the platform.
Right.
This is your stage. We're just here asking the questions.
Right.
You say whatever you want. You get whatever you have off your chest off. We're just here to help you, you know?
Yeah, and that's great. It's great.
Well, hopefully your brother will be on with us next month.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he'll be.
Thank you for coming.
My
I know
pleasure.
You were a little bit nervous about it.
I was, and you know what? I'm okay now. I'm
you
cool.
are. I was going to say, I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people, and they say, you know, a little bit nervous about coming on. But once you start talking, you see... You're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
There's no difference between this and then the microphone's on. That's the only difference about this. It's just a regular talk. Even Allie, you know, Allie last time was saying, you know, she was a little nervous. She didn't know what to expect. But now you saw her. She's a pro.
Oh, yeah.
She
natural.
Could just, I didn't even need to do anything. I could just turn my microphone off and she could just be able to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the cool thing about it is you're just having a conversation with people.
Yeah.
We're just getting to know people, sharing their stories. That's what Scars That Ford has let us do. That's what Westchester Talk Radio, the platform, gives us to do. And that's what This Is Why We Stand always hopes to do. But Daniela, thank you.
Oh, my
You're going to be with
thank
us
you.
For the next couple shows, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone, I am Joe Arcino here with This Is Why We Stand. Thank you for always tuning in. Thank you to all of our guests. Of course, could not do it without Shark Creative. We are always produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. And, of course, always the biggest thank you to Scarsdale Ford. I always mention the deep connection Scarsdale Ford has to the history of the military in our country. And, of course, we're always so thankful to have them help us put the show together. I'm Joe Arcino, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.